The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
On an entirely different note, one of the things that we're going to be able to do again soon, and I think this is a mixed blessing for a lot of people, is that people will be having house guests staying overnight in their house again. So when was the last time you found yourself trying to impress somebody by putting on a big breakfast spread for them? Well, Rory O'Connell, presenter of How to Cook Well, is with us now. Welcome, Rory.
Hi, Brendan.
So, Rory, is hosting a breakfast very different from hosting a dinner, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say it is a bit different. It's much easier, I think, to be honest. I think people, maybe I'm going to say, but don't misunderstand this, the expectation is slightly lower. But it can be really sort of a fun thing to do. And my advice to people, if you are hosting a breakfast, is decent coffee, a nice pot of tea made with good tea leaves, and then keep it simple. I would say don't try to do the full Irish breakfast, because you know, if you want to do that properly, I mean, we all love a full Irish breakfast, but honestly, it can be like a three-ring circus by the time you have the rashers, the sausage, the black puddings, and all the other falderals put
on the plate. Absolutely. You're there like a sweaty short-order cook in some kind of joint in New York, and nobody else is relaxed then either, are they? Like,
exactly, precisely. So I'd kind of make a choice. I mean, obviously, you have classic breakfast things like Eggs Benedict, which is, for a lot of people, their sort of go-to thing, particularly if they go out for breakfast at the weekend. But it's highly achievable at home. Now, the one complication about Eggs Benedict, which is basically some sort of lovely bread or toast or a muffin, crispy bacon, a poached egg and hollandaise sauce. Now, the mention of hollandaise sauce can be enough to strike fear into lots of
cooks. Well, because it's not guaranteed to work, is it? That's your problem.
It's not guaranteed. Yeah, it's one of those things sort of practice makes perfect. But I would say the key with hollandaise sauce is you put a couple of egg yolks into a nice, small, heavy saucepan, maybe a dessert spoon of water, and then on a very low heat.
Right.
And you slowly whisk in cold butter, a couple of pieces at a time, you know, making sure the saucepan doesn't get hot. Little squeeze of lemon juice at the end, and that's it, really. But if it starts to go wrong on you, just off the heat and pop in a teaspoon or two of cold water, and that usually solves the problem.
Okay, and the trick is there, you don't want anything to get too hot at any stage. This is being done at quite a low temperature.
At low temperature, yeah, because if you do, the egg yolks will scramble. But it's so well worth mastering that sauce, because apart from on an Eggs Benedict, where it's crucial, it's fantastic with so much Irish fish as well. And, you know, good Irish eggs, great Irish butter. It's an absolutely brilliant sauce.
Okay, so that's one to have in your arsenal. Now, in terms of other kind of simple things you can do for breakfast, Irish porridge is an option.
Definitely. I mean, they're fantastic now. Oats, homegrown Irish oats being made into porridge by various, I mean, Pat Lawler in Kilbeggan in County Westmeath, the Scully family in Leash, Ballymore Organics in Kildare, and it's the best of food.
And Macroom, let's not forget Macroom.
Macroom is an absolute favourite one, that really important little mill down there. And then that, if you're having people in, I would definitely splash out a little jug of pouring cream and really dark, soft brown sugar. That's an absolute feast.
Okay. And then yogurt and local honey is another suggestion.
Yeah. Again, lots of Irish, a very, very good quality Irish yogurt being produced now. Organic, I would say, preferably. And honey that's local to you, because that's got all the antibodies, you know, that you need. And the other thing at the moment, Brendan, is, you know, Irish fruit is in season. So strawberries are never going to be better than they are now.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll recognize the address of where they came from. So put a big bowl of strawberries on the table. Some people will have those on their own. Some people will have them maybe with the cream from the porridge, and some people will put them on their porridge. You know, you couldn't possibly go wrong. And it's a kind of a joyful thing to see on the table as well.
Yeah. So I like that a lot of this is very simple and low intervention, but just letting good Irish stuff speak for itself. Now, obviously, we're all gone sourdough crazy, but you are making a plea for the old-fashioned spotted dog.
Absolutely. That's what some people would call currant cake. I think in some parts of the country, you used to call it railway cake as well. It's essentially a traditional Irish soda bread, which is sweetened with a very little sugar. And then you put in raisins or currants or sultanas, or some people used to put in candied peel. It is utterly easy to make, and it's completely delicious. You know, as distinct from, you know, obviously a pan of chocolat or a good croissant is a lovely thing. But a lot of them, or some of them certainly, I'd say the quality isn't so brilliant. But if you make a loaf of Spotted Dog in your own kitchen, the smell of that cooking permeates the whole house. And it just gives a feeling of sort of well-being. And it's a kind of a, for me, that sort of smell in the house, that sort of simple thing, is kind of the new luxury in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, yes.
So I'd be mad about that.
Bespoke luxury,
butter and marmalade.
And another great luxury, and I think a thing that I actually think that it elevates anything really at this stage. We have great chorizo made in Ireland, and chorizo really does, it tarts up anything, doesn't it?
It does. Great breakfast food as well, because it's brilliant with eggs. You know, any kind of an egg, with scrambled eggs just diced in at the last minute, or if you're just frying eggs, put a few thin slices of chorizo in on top of the eggs when they're frying. Just kind of to warm the chorizo up. You're not really trying to crisp it up.
Okay, yeah.
Really fantastic. It's just brilliant food.
And you always get the little bit of oil out of it as well that conveys great flavour across the board.
Which looks so beautiful. And then you mop up that little bit of oil, you know, with your leftover crusts of bread. It's just kind of...
And listen, you'd probably disapprove of this, but if you have some of yesterday's potatoes, dice them up, right? Fry off a bit of chorizo and onion, and then the potatoes into it, kind of mix it all up into a hash, put a couple of fried eggs on top of it, and you wouldn't get anything tastier or more earthy.
I don't disapprove in the slices. I think that's just exactly the sort of food that we all love to eat. The other thing, Brendan, I love is black pudding. And again, there's very good black pudding being made in Ireland. I particularly love a smoked black pudding that's made by Hugh Maguire in Ashburn and County Meath. It's a fantastic product. And again, that with a scrambled egg or a fried egg, you know, it's world-class food.
Yeah.
Really. So I think if you're having people in for a breakfast or a brunch, you know, good shopping is key. You know, good source of ingredients and thinking as much as possible about, you know, where possible, Irish ingredients, because we can be the best in the world at certain things.
Yeah, and speaking of which, we're at that time of the year where Irish tomatoes are actually going to start smelling and tasting like proper tomatoes for a while. And you're saying bake the tomatoes rather than fry them.
Well, you can fry them, but they're lovely baked as well. So you just cut them in half across their tummies into a baking tray that they fit snugly into. They nearly have to be squashed in. And then a sprinkle of salt, pepper, and a little tiny pinch of sugar, because we don't live in Sicily, on top of them. And then maybe a few knobs of butter or olive oil. And if you have a bit of basil, doesn't matter, you can put that on. And into the oven for a few minutes until they're about to burst. The dish then traps all of the lovely juices. And if you just smash those onto a bit of soda bread or sourdough bread or toast, it's fantastic. And, you know, when we go to Spain or whatever, we all go crazy about that. You know, the smashed tomatoes on bread in Spain. Well, smashed Irish tomatoes on soda bread with butter is a match for anything like that.
Yeah, fantastic. And listen, you're also suggesting that if your house guests are hanging around and you want to take them out for a picnic later, we have about 1 minute for this unusual idea you're floating, which is that you would have a picnic of Irish stew.
This is one of the most wonderful things to do. This is the best time of the year for Irish stew, because the new Irish carrots and onions are in, and you want lamb chops from the shoulder. You make it at home. You put your spuds in halfway through the cooking, so they're finished cooking perfectly when the carrots and the lamb and the onions are tender. You put a lid on it. You put it into a box in the boot of the car. You head off with a little stove so you can bubble it up when you get there. Or if you're going to a stony beach, you could get a little circle of stones, light a little fire and bubble it up. And it's a memory that young, old people of all ages will have forever. And it's delicious food. One pot, bring a bit of salt, butter and bowls and spoons with you.
Do you know what? As always, Rory, you're right. Okay, thanks so much for all that. And you have an Irish stew recipe for us, Dee, and we'll put it up on the website.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. And I know that the most recent series of How to Cook Well has just wrapped up, but it's all available to view now on the RTE player. So if you want more of Rory's dulcet tones, you'll get it there.